want to thank very much Rabbi Smiles and his family for sponsoring the Shia breakfast, Lili Nishmas, Rebbetzin Smiles' mother, that makes it Rabbi Smiles' mother-in-law. Hannah Bas Abram David, whose yortzeit I think was yesterday. Also want to thank Rabbi Smiles. Rabbi Smiles is not a person who likes public whatever. But we have an enormous debt of Akoros HaTorim to Rabbi Smiles, not just because of what he does, but what he teaches us. And that is when the Zman's about to start, I get a call from Rabbi Smiles. He wants to know, what's the yeshiva learning? He says, what's it got to do with you? He says, well, I need to know because we need to get Svarim. And then you arrive here, and then the bookshelves, the Svarim, whatever we're learning, the Kovetz Mefortions, whatever taken care of are there. In the middle of the Zman, he realizes we're short of it's amazing. It just shows somebody taking a chrys and somebody who Avas HaTorah is a big chizuk for all of us. And Shubin Aliyah for the Neshama. I want to thank everybody. I'll speak about what I want to speak about, but I have to make announcements. So. I just want to thank everybody for the incredible response to the Shavuos, the annual Shavuos fundraiser. The response has been quite incredible. I want to thank everybody for their efforts, for their donations, for their emailings, for their work. But it's not too late. There's still work to be done, and we can still we have a few more days. So anybody still wants to contribute, wants to send an email, wants to help, it would be most appreciated. There's a very cute story that everybody hears. If you went to Gan, if you didn't, you heard it later on in life. The Ganenets like this story, and the kids like it as well. Is Hashem went round to all the nations of the world and offered them the Torah. And each one said, no, for whatever reason, we can't. We're living without killing is just not shaykh. Living without gneiva, it's not, we don't know how to make a panosa without gneiva. Everyone had his problem why he couldn't accept the Torah, why he couldn't say nasi v'nishma. Until they came to Klal Yisrael, today by the way, today Sivan, Hashem came to Klal Yisrael and Klal Yisrael said nasi v'nishma. That's a wonderful story, and it's a big chizuk for the kids. But we, with the exception of maybe one or two people here, are not kids anymore. We hopefully have matured and grown up a little bit, and we have to ask ourselves, what relevance does Nasi V'Nishma have to me today? Kabbalah Satorah is not about just sitting back passively and getting the Torah, or even learning through the night. I'm not saying anything bad about that. I'm just saying that's not what Kabbalah Satorah is about. Kabbalah Satorah is about me making a decision to be Makabal Torah. And if the Kabbalah Satorah takes place through a process called Nasi V'Nishma, we have to know how we do that today. I've had this kasha for a long time. Maybe we'll speak it out here, different ideas, and hopefully it'll arouse some kind of input and we can maybe get more clarity on the subject. The problem, I think, is like this. Back then, when I didn't know what was written in the Torah to say Nasi V'Nishma, whatever the moment for them was, I don't know. I don't know what the problem was. If Hashem offers it to you, it's good. What's the problem? You don't know what's in it. You don't know whether you can do it or not, but Hashem's offering it to you. And if Hashem's offering it to you, so then the stomach you can keep it, and the stomach's good, so you keep it. I'm simplifying it terribly because that's not my subject. But the problem we have is we know what's written in the Torah, and we know what our Yom Kippur looks like, and we know that we can't do it. How can you say Nasi V'Nishma today when you know you're not going to keep the Torah? You know you're not going to do it because you don't have to look that far back to know that there are things I can't do. And you have a riot from the Gemara that you can't as well. The Gemara says you can't. The Gemara in Kiddushin says that the Yetzer Hara is mitzgaber every day. He comes with new things and he strengthens himself, and as you get bigger, he gets bigger every day, and he's trying to kill you. And if Hashem wouldn't help you, if Hashem wouldn't help, lo yochalo, you couldn't. You can't. It means without Hashem's help, you actually can't. So how today, on Shavuos, how do I say Nasi V'Nishma? And we have a whole range of excuses. You know, the famous Gemara, that the poor man is contradicted by Hillel. You tell him, why didn't you learn? They're going to ask him Shemaim. They're going to call you in. They've got a whole lot of questions they're going to ask you. And they're going to ask you, why didn't you learn? You tell him, you know how poor I was? You know how hard it was to make a living? I was so torrid in Panosa. They'll take out Hillel and they'll say, no, Hillel wipes out the poor people. Rabbi Yehuda Anossi wipes out the rich people. He was so rich he couldn't learn because everyone's got his excuse why he doesn't do what he's supposed to do. But the end of the day is, how do I say Naaseh v'Nishma? That's the problem, and that needs to be understood. Does anybody understand what my problem is? This is a problem I've had, and maybe you'll tell me it's not a problem. What's it got to do with me? Schwurz, you eat the cheesecake and you go home. What's the problem? You learned the whole night, you have some cheesecake, you sleep the whole day, and you manage to get through Schwurz. What's got to do with Naaseh v'Nishma? That we dealt with already. Now we're doing what we can, and on Yom Kippur I'll worry about it. On Yom Kippur I'll clap al chait, and we'll do tshuva, and Hashem will forgive us, and we'll start all over again. But that's not Kabbalah Satayra. Kabbalah Satayra, and by the way, the Kabbalah Satayra is not just on Schwurz. V'ayim Shemot Yishmuel mitvaysa Hashem yichim etzaveh eschem hayoim. What does Rashi say? You have to see Ki'ilu every day you're having a Kabbalah Satayra. Every day there's to be a revitalized, refreshing of your Kabbalah Satayra. My Kabbalah Satayra. And it's a serious problem. You get up to Kosh Boch, you say, Hashem, I'll do everything you say. And what? Nishma, I'll worry about the understanding, I'll understand it later. But you know that's not true. You're not going to do everything he says because you can't. Or you don't want to. So I think perhaps there's an Eitzia. That even answers the Kasha, but I think there's an Eitzia. First of all, Hashem doesn't ask us to do anything we can't do. Hashem does not ask us to do anything we can't do. That would be ridiculous. That wouldn't be a Nisoyin, it wouldn't be anything, there would be no value in that. You ask somebody to do something you know they can't do, you're just smashing them. There's no value in that. Hashem gives us a Torah, He asks us to do things, Mustama, we can do it. The question is, how do we go about getting to be able to do it? So Hashem says, Bora Yitzre, Bora Torah Tavlin. Everything that Hashem put in the world that's a struggle and a challenge, Hashem gave us tools how to overcome that problem. The person has a Yetzirah, he's struggling, he's battling. We know the cure for that is Torah. The cure for that is Torah. It says, if the Yetzirah is driving you mad, that manul is driving you mad, slip him into the Beis Midrash. Drag him into the Beis Midrash. So if I can say to Kosh Baruch Hu, listen, right now, when I look at my, you know, I look at my current situation, I take out my, you know, my Cheshbon HaNefesh notebook, things don't look so rosy for me to say Naaseh v'Nishma. But I know that if you'll help me, because the Gemara says, if Hashem won't help you, you won't be able to. It means if you will help you, you will be able to. If Hashem will help you, you can do anything. And you told me yourself that in order to get your help, I need to learn the Torah Tavlin. I need the Torah Tavlin. So if I have the Torah Tavlin, I'll make the Ishtalis in Torah Tavlin, and then I'll say Naaseh v'Nishma. I'm not saying Naaseh v'Nishma for the future. I'm saying Naaseh v'Nishma on now. I don't know whether I'll be able to keep this, but I'm prepared to make all the Ishtalis necessary in order to be able to say Naaseh v'Nishma. If learning Musa will help me to be able to get over this problem, all the Baalei Musa, everyone says you have to learn Musa, it's very important, and if you learn Musa, you'll be able to overcome your challenges and difficulties. So I don't know if I can overcome these challenges and difficulties. In fact, I know that I can't. I've tried for how many years, and I know that I can't. But I know it says if you'll start learning a bit of Musa, maybe you'll be able to. So I'm going to take on that I'm going to learn Musa. And if I learn Musa, then you tell me that that'll solve the problem. So Naaseh v'Nishma, I'm going to learn some Musa. I'm going to do what's necessary in order to be able to get to a place of Naaseh v'Nishma. I'm not saying Naaseh v'Nishma now. Now and now I can't say Naaseh v'Nishma. I'm not shy. I can't. Way back when in the Midbar, when we were there, I didn't know what was written in the Torah. I said Naaseh v'Nishma. And we didn't make it then either, by the way. The Flimson Fral Hirsch, the Baleshim, they all bring down that the world has never gone to sleep one night having done the Rotzen Hashem. Never. It's a crazy business. You start a business and it never succeeded once. Hashem created a world, put us in this world, gave us the Torah, and the world has never ever gone to bed one night having done the Rotzen Hashem. At the highest moments of Klal Yisrael's achievement, Ma'amad HaSinai, Shlomo HaMelech's dedication of the Beis HaMikdash, in there were sown the seeds of the falling of the Chet that was going to happen soon afterwards. The Chet HaEgel was already in the moment of Ma'amad HaSinai, Chazal say. Shlomo HaMelech on the night of the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash, the highest moment the Klal Yisrael reached since HaSinai, was already the issue of the wives was already lurking there. the world never ever did so from that great Na'aseh v'nishma, nobody ever did Na'aseh v'nishma. So what do you expect from me? So Hashem says, I expect from you what you're capable of doing. And you don't realize how much you're capable of doing. You live in a world, that worships mediocrity. You live in a world that worships not taking responsibility. You live in a world where taking is the highest level of achievement that a person can take. When you start becoming a giver, you're a friar. That's the world we live in, unfortunately. It wasn't so long ago where people understood what a chrayas was, and people understood what giving was, and people understood was responsibility. I'm responsible for certain things. We live in a world today that is so impinging on us and so demanding from us to settle for mediocrity that we don't know what we're capable of. We've never sat down and taken stock and realized, well, what could I really do? Why don't I mishtadali ish in a world where there's no ish? Why not? Because the influence of the environment, hever shalodim, derech shalodim, the Rambam says, lim sheichocha sviva. We have a natural pull, a natural gravity to go after what the environment gives us. And the environment tells you to be mediocre. And you look around and you think, well, I'm at least better than those guys. I mean, you know, how many people out there are actually learning in the morning? How many people do what I do and whatever? So I'm good. I'm doing quite well. There's an insight. We always look at somebody in Gashmias who has more than us and we get jealous. And in Ruchnias, we always look at somebody who's lower than us and we'll feel satisfied. You have to do the opposite. You have to always look at someone who has more Ruchnias than you and be inspired to grow. And you have to look at someone who's got less money than you and be grateful for what you've got. But we do the exact opposite. We look at the big rich guys, you know, the 1 or 2% of the guys that had their miracle stories, and we all want to be like that.
Counterintuitive.
What?
Counterintuitive.
What's counterintuitive?
It's the opposite of what it really is.
You're right. Okay. I'm always right. I told you.
No, but I'm just getting it.
So Na'aseh v'nishma says, one second, Akadosh Baruch Hu, you gave us a Torah, you gave us the secret, the keys of the universe, you demand from us taking responsibility for this Torah, you demand from us taking responsibility for the world, bishvili nivra olam, and if you'll help me to do it, I'll do it, but I have to make the decision to do it. How are you going to do it? By taking all the steps necessary that will bring you ultimately to that level where you're able to do it. Torah Tavlin, learning Musa, Tfilah, without Tfilah, none of this is Shaykh. Yeah, but I've been davening for 100 years and Hashem doesn't listen and I don't know how to daven and I'm not, whatever, there's some people know how to daven, I don't know how to daven. So you can either learn how to daven or you can pay someone to daven for you. I'm serious. If you don't know how to daven, you don't think your davening is worth anything, find some avreich who needs the money, who knows how to daven, and ask him to daven for you. Go to a chochem and ask him to daven for you. Or better still, learn how to daven. Make the ishtadlis, because that's all Hashem demands from us. He demands from us to do whatever we can do. And if you're prepared to do that, the same as on Yom Kippur. Hashem doesn't expect you to have a Kabbalah on every avari that every mitzvah you're not going to do. And He expects you to do whatever you're capable of doing. And that's considered a full tshuva. If we'll take the achras, we'll take the responsibility to do what we're supposed to do, then we can go to Hashem on Shavuos and say Na'aseh v'nishma. Maybe today you have to say Na'aseh v'nishma. I don't exactly know how these things work. But we have to do what we have to do. We have to sit down and make a cheshbon. What does my Musa Seder look like? Is my learning really what it's supposed to be? Am I really learning when I'm learning? How many minutes in an hour do I really use for learning? How much do I use for other things? And what does my davening look like? And where's my trusting in Hashem? Do I trust Hashem in these things? Do I trust Hashem just in the ruchnistic of things and in the gashmistic of things? I have to do everything? Or am I moving a little bit away from that? Where exactly am I in this picture? And work out a plan for the year. You've done that. You're the happiest person in the world, and you can turn around to your stomach and say, Na'aseh v'nishma. I'll do whatever I can do. V'nishma. And then we'll understand it. We'll get close and we'll do more. To step back and say, listen, Na'aseh v'nishma, I can't. And I'll eat so I won't. I can't. So you know what? I'll eat cheesecake and I'll move weiter. By the way, there's a story about cheesecake as well. You have to know how to do that properly also. That's not just, I'll leave a bit of time. Trying to understand what that's about. But that's it, and I'll just, you know, I'll go through another shvus, and I'll learn, it'll be shmak, and it'll be nas, and I'll get some droshes, and some nas vatlach, and whatever, and then we'll get back to just being the same. Or no, we can make a fundamental paradigm shift in our lives on the shvus. The siyata d'ishmaya that a person has on shvus for kabbalah satayra, emesik kabbalah satayra is noira vayom. To be able to say nasiv and nishma, Klal Yisrael did whatever their nasiv and nishma was then. We don't know what it looks like. We have no idea. Who's the Megala, the Said of the secret of the universe to my children, and the Malachim came and gave them two crowns, whatever that means, we know what they're talking about. But whatever their Nasib Nishma was, is my Nasib Nishma has to be real for me. And if we'll do that, we'll have Siyata d'Ishmaya, the Siyata d'Ishmaya that comes with Kabbalah Satorah. How much Hashem loves us, He gave us His Torah. He didn't give it to everybody else. Goya Ratzos never got this, we got this. And we know what a gift it is, we know what we look like when we're not learning, we know what we look like when we're disconnected from Torah. We know what the world looks like when there's no shaykhus to Torah. And we understand what a gift it is, and we want to do what we can. So we have to sit down and make a cheshbon and decide, what am I going to do? However small, however big, whatever it is, but how am I going to get to a point where I can honestly, without being embarrassed, turn around to Hashem and say, Naaseh v'nishma. That's the first sugya. Maybe I should just stop there and give everyone a surprise. Somebody finished early. But Ravulitsky's not here, so there's no point in doing that. So. Yeah, no, okay. So maybe let's just discuss the cheesecake story. The counterintuitive, that's right, counterintuitive. The counterintuitive musag about cheesecake is that Chazal tell us v'kula moedim b'shvus b'tzeres tzorich lechem boi lechem. Machlokes in the Gemara on the Chagim, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, whether there's any room for your own personal physical enjoyment. Rebbe Elazar holds no, and he used to give shirim the whole day, and nobody went home, and everybody just sat and learnt, and that was Rabbi Yeshua, I think it is, says no, Chetzilacha, Chetzilachem, you need. Aval kulam moedim, but everybody agrees, even Rebbe Elazar agrees on Shavuot, you need to eat cheesecake, you need to be involved in your own in the gashmis pleasures, whatever that is. And it's counterintuitive because Shavuos is the most spiritual day of the year. That's when we got the Torah. That's when we became an Abba Nifka. That's when we became the spiritual people. Why dafka then? Do you have to eat? Doesn't make any sense. And Pesach and Shavuos, Rabbi Elazar holds, no eating. You sit and learn. You finish, you get up, you daven, maybe have a quick kiddush, and then you sit and you learn the whole day. No room for going home and suddas and sleeping and none of this stuff. There's not. Aval on Shavuos? I would say on all the other days, I understand. You eat a surah, you're celebrating, but on Shavuos, what's my kesher to the food? So there are many answers to this, many different shatim. One of the most yesodistic answers is that, because that's what a Jew is. Getting the Torah means you're taking the physical world and you're elevating it. You're not cutting yourself. A goy wants to become spiritual, he has to take himself from the physical world completely. You go live in a monastery, never get married, have nothing to do with the physical world. We immerse ourselves in the physical world. You have to get married, you have to have children, you have to eat, there's Shabbos, there's this. It's the most spiritual day of your Shabbos, what are you doing? You're eating, you're making Kiddush on wine, the most physical, that doesn't make any sense. No, that's exactly what Jews are. We take the physical world, we elevate it. You take a dead cow and you make tefillin from it. You take a matted, dirty, smelly sheep and you make tzitzis from it. That's what we do. We take the physical world, we elevate it. So that's conscious when you get the Torah and you get this unique mission. There were plenty of spiritual people in the world before Klal Yisrael got the Torah. There were great spiritual giants in the world, but they didn't get this message. They understood, you want to be spiritual, you may not take from the goof. And Hashem said, no, Klal Yisrael has a goof and a neshama, and you raise the goof, you elevate, you makadish the goof. So that's one of the reasons that we eat dafka. Everybody agrees on Shavuot, you have to have lechem. You need to dafka at that point when you're getting the message. You need to know that the physical world has to be taken care of, and you have to elevate that as well. Therefore, the cheesecake is holy cheesecake. But there's another aspect here as well, just a very simple avoider aspect, and that is how do I give over to the people sitting around my table the simcha of this moment? I'm sitting eating cheesecake, that's wonderful. What are the kids here? What do the kids get? What are the kids looking forward to on Shavuot? Cheesecake. Blintzes. Learning. Oh, okay. Cool. You see, he comes to the order on breakfast sharing, so he gets it wrong. Okay.
That's my son for the record.
That's the Kohen. He's a Kohen. You know what it says about the Kohanim? All the Kedusha in the world comes because of the Kohanim. You know that, no? So that's all. Okay. You can ask someone who's not a Kohen here, who's about 6 years old, what he's looking forward to. Chaval, that's what we're looking forward to. Looking forward to the cheesecake. That's a chaval. But there's a moment here, there's an avoider in the cheesecake. And that is how do I give over to the people sitting around my table, the next generation, the simcha that I have, that we have Torah? I've just come back from Kabbalah Satayra, and how do I look? How do I make a cheesecake that I can hand over on Shavuot? And I think it's very simple. If a person will step back and have a look and see who he is because he has Torah, and how much he's done because he has Torah. Everyone's got his like favorite mitzvah. Sometimes no one even knows about it. Some guys are whatever, the Hashavas Aveda is their thing, you know, the guy that started the Gemach, Hashavas Aveda, whatever. Or you help somebody, you did something, you have a, whatever, this guy's got a Gemach, this guy learns with you. So I mean, everyone's got his thing. His thing where he's great. And when he comes to Shavuos, when he sits down at the Kiddush, whenever you eat your cheesecake or whatever, and he makes a cheesecake out of all those things, he looks back and he realizes what he was with Torah and what he could have been without Torah. Tama Yosi Hava Bashuk. What would I be? What would I look like without Torah? How many of there are running around town like me if they don't have Torah? Dafka Bashuk. Tama Yosi Hava Bashuk. Dafka Bashuk. How many guys are running around in the Shuk that look like me if I don't have Torah? What am I today with Torah? Look what I've done with my Torah. How many people I've helped, how many mitzvahs I've done, how much chesed I've done, how much stocker I've given, how much Torah I've learned, how many brochas I've made, how much I've moved ahead in betochen. How much? That's because of Torah. And that's my celebration, and that's my simcha. And when I'm sitting there eating the cheesecake, it's not the cheesecake. It's the mitzvah cakes that I'm eating. And it's the simcha. You don't have to speak about it. If you speak about it, you've lost it. But if you're radiating the simcha, if you're shining joy, then people see that they also want to be involved in it. They also want to follow. You have to recognize, look back over the year and realize, what would I have been without Torah for this year? No matter how bad you think you're holding and you didn't do this and you didn't do that, and your Yom Kippur list getting longer and longer as you go through the year. Since last Yom Kippur, you look and you... put that aside. Where would you be today without Torah netto? If you didn't get the Torah, where would you be today? What would you be? Who would you be? What would you look like? And bring that simcha into the cheesecake. That's why we eat cheesecake on Shavuos. Well, not why we eat cheesecake. We eat cheesecake on Shavuos because it's cheesecake. We even started doing hachana. We always speak in this yeshiva about how important hachana is. So that's why on Thursday already we're eating cheesecake, even though Shavuos is only on Sunday. Because you have to get ready. You have to prepare. Anyway, those are just two ideas, Rayoinus, that I wanted to share with you. And b'schus the hachana, b'schus the preparation, the cheshbon, we should be zeiche to an emesdika kabbalah satayra, to an emesdika ma'asev anishma, and we'll be zeiche to see very soon the final gula. Thank you. And for the record, I finished 2 minutes early. Just one second, let's get rid of this.